So you mentioned the steroids. I noticed you had a paper looking at the issue of corticosteroids, patients who were on them for other reasons. And actually, I was surprised how many people were getting, I guess, COPD. I'm not sure what. Can you talk about that work?
Yeah, I'll say that thoracic oncologists love steroids. They're good for so many cancer-related symptoms, whether it's the obvious edema related with a brain metastasis, bone metastasis pain, anorexia, dyspnea. Steroids are commonly used as a palliative means in thoracic oncology. The study was retrospective, and it set out to answer the question of, does a baseline steroid requirement or steroid use, whether it's required or palliative with an alternative, impact the efficacy of a single-agent checkpoint inhibitor? And it was retrospective with all of those limitations, the biggest of which is that patients who are on steroids are likely to be less fit and have other comorbid illness or more advanced disease. And these are factors that are hard to quantify in a study such as this. But the overwhelming gestalt of the data was what we would have worried, that patients who are receiving steroids within a month of initiating a checkpoint inhibitor appear to do worse than those who didn't require steroids at the start of their checkpoint inhibitor. And we certainly can't advise taking people off steroids just to give them a checkpoint inhibitor, but it gives you a little bit of pause when thinking about that PD-L1 negative patient in the second line who has chemotherapy options.
Yeah, that's a really good point.